Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Wednesday morning, and the theme of today's show will be education. Later on, I'm talking with Manhattan Area Technical College, but we'll start things off first over with Pottawatomie County Schools. A couple guests joining us here this morning virtually. We have Tim Winter, the superintendent of Wamego Public Schools via Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure to have you. Kevin Logan joining us on the phone. He's on the road. He is the superintendent of Rock Creek Schools. Welcome.
Morning, Brandon. Thanks for accommodating me this morning.
You bet. Pleasure to have you both on. I know it's unusual times. We miss having you guys here in the studio, and hopefully someday we'll get to do in studio interviews once again. It's been a long time since we've seen your faces, and I see Tim's face right here on the Zoom call, but it sure would be nice to have you back here. I know things are going as well as they can here in the new school year, and we generally dub it COVID school, I guess, is what you could call it now. But as far as activities, it looks like things have for the most part gone pretty well there as well. Could you talk a little bit about how activities are going? We'll start with you, Kevin, at Rock Creek.
You know, activity schedules have been moved around a little bit early in the season, due to some quarantine situations at schools. But we've kind of been on a roll the last few weeks and haven't had a lot of schedule modifications. Our middle school volleyball season actually wrapped up last weekend with their tournaments, with 8th grade taking second in their league tournament and 7th grade taking first. So congratulations to those ladies. Middle school football season wraps up tomorrow night, last game of the season. And then we've got postseason starting for volleyball a week from Saturday with their regionals. They actually are in action, I believe, in Hillsboro this Saturday. And then a few more weeks of high school football. Both high school and high school volleyball and football seasons are going very, very well. We travel to Holton, I believe, Friday night for district football. I believe we're 3-0. In districts right now, which is a really good place to be. And then cross country is wrapping up their season also and looking forward to having some state qualifiers. So all in all, it's on the athletic side, it's been really well. On the other activities, it's been a little bit more challenging. I know debate's been doing their things virtually, and they're battling software issues amongst many of the schools that are doing the virtual debates, and they're starting to get some of that ironed out. You know, band has been able to perform at home football games, which has been nice, but we haven't been able to have the inside concerts that we normally do by this time. And then one last thing here, our fall musical, where we can't have it inside, is actually going to be performed outside this coming Saturday and Sunday, out on the district shop driveway. They'll be hosting their fall musical on Saturday and Sunday. Check the website. I believe it's at 2 in the afternoon. And then the middle school will be doing a musical at 2 in the afternoon on October 31st at the same place. And all of those are weather permitting.
All right. Well, luckily the weather's held up for the most part so far here in the fall. What about you, Tim, over in Wamego? How have activities gone?
Activities have gone very well. We've had a few cancellations or postponements and reschedules, but for the most part, here in Wamego, we have not had to cancel anything. But of course, a few of our opponents in the NCKL League have been through some quarantines and remote learning. So I believe, overall, the middle school students were able to complete probably all but one of their matches, one of their games. Football team wrapped up their season last night, and I believe they had a full schedule or one game shy of a full schedule, and they both teams did fairly well in the year around the 500 mark. The volleyball teams concluded their tournament Saturday, as Kevin said, his did as well. Our 7th grade girls placed second in the league, so congratulations to them. They had an outstanding season. The girls, 8th grade girls, competed well. Also, league cross country is this week for high school and middle school on Thursday. That's always a great event, and Wamego has a very strong tradition in cross country. And that kind of takes a good segue into high school. Our high school here, we host the state cross country meet every year. That format is changing due to COVID. We are still hosting, but we are only hosting classes. The 1A, 2A or small schools combined meet, and then 4A. There will be a break between the class, allow fans, spectators, runners, and so forth to do their thing. The next class rolls in, so if people are planning to come see the state cross country, they might get on and look at the schedule. That is actually Halloween Day, October 31st. The cross country regionals is a week from Saturday, and our teams are doing very well. Boys have won several races and have high hopes of doing very well at state. They finished runner up last year and have all their runners returning from last year's team. Tennis concluded their competition on this past week. They had regionals. Competed very well and very hard, but we had no state qualifiers. Our girls volleyball team, actually we were in McLouth yesterday. This was one of our rescheduled events. We were supposed to play Concordia, but Concordia had to cancel due to some quarantined athletes. And so we, same day we got that cancellation, McLouth sent out a request to ADs in the area, looking for a team to fill a triangular, and so we traveled to McLouth and defeated McLouth and Jackson Heights last night. But the girls are having a great season. I believe they're 16-7. They have a very busy schedule because of the reschedules. We played Saturday, we played last night, we played Thursday, we have a tournament in Sabetha Saturday, then next week we have two rescheduled matches on Tuesday and Thursday and regionals on Saturday the 24th. So a busy couple weeks for the volleyball team. Football team, we've had two losses the last 2 weeks, but we've played the number one team in 4A and the number – well, first we played the number two team in 4A a week and a half ago and the number one team in 4A on this past Friday evening. Competed hard, played hard, but lost those games. But it was a good experience for our kids to compete against two of the best teams in the state in Paola and Bishop Miege. But they're 3-3 right now. We have two more home games. We will end up having most likely six home games this year due to some schedule changes. So that's been advantageous for us. Sports are going very well. Kids are doing a great job of wearing their mask and still coming out to support their classmates and so forth. And we're enjoying the good fall weather too, to get these activities in.
Yeah, no question. It's good to see that that's happening and the kids are able to still have their activities. I know COVID-19 has been a challenge for schools here early on in the school year, but we're navigating through and I know there's some challenges that come as the schedule is kind of fluid and you gotta kind of prepare for adjustments probably almost daily. How are you guys managing numbers right now? And I'll start with you, Kevin.
On managing COVID numbers, we're following the direction of Pike County Health Department. And, they pretty much let us know who is on quarantine. We help them out with the contact tracing piece. You know, right now I'm aware that we have one staff member out on quarantine, and I think we have four students out, and those four students are all supposed to be back next week. The thing I have to always have a little caveat there is, you know, that could change at the drop of a dime. You know, it's you never know day in, day out where you're going to be. So, you know, the last few weeks, 323, our numbers have gone down, which is really, really nice. As Tim pointed out, you know, people in our community also are doing what they need to do with the masking and trying to physical distance away from one another as much as we can. We've got all sorts of plexiglass dividers up in our classrooms and our cafeterias to try to help mitigate any community spread we may have. But, we're doing what the experts ask us to do. We're doing what educationally is best for our kids within those parameters, and we've been very fortunate to this point.
All right, and what about you, Tim? Things going as normally as they can, at least given the circumstances?
Yes, they are. And, you know, like Kevin said, we're kind of afraid to talk too much about this because right now we're in good shape, and I'm knocking on wood, because all it takes is a phone call or an email, and we could potentially have a number of students and staff quarantine. A couple weeks ago, we had approximately 50 people quarantined in USD 320, but that's in relative to total number possible. You know, we have in the neighborhood of 1,600 students and over 300 staff in our district. So 50 out of, 1,900 people is not too bad in the big scheme of things. But we kind of made it through that little spike. And now we're down to 15 people who are quarantined. We have no active positive cases in our district. One thing, a shout out to our food service department. We did have, during that two-week stretch of higher numbers, we had 8 food service staff people quarantined. And so most of them were the high school staff. And so for 2 weeks, myself, my assistant, director of instructional services, and another office staff here, Brenda Jensen, and one of our board members, and a few other people in the community, we volunteered and took turns bagging sack lunches for 2 weeks at the high school. So our high school students could continue to have it was a sack lunch. We did our best to provide variety. And one day it was a hot hamburger in their sack, but they had ham and cheese sandwiches, PB&Js, and lots of fresh fruit and so forth. But we did that to make it through 2 weeks of a very depleted food service staff. So they were happy to get chicken strips and mashed potatoes on Monday, a hot meal with our regular staff. But for the most part, we're working with the county. We're doing the best to preach what we put together, our 4 W's. We started with 3, but then we added a 4th, and that was wellness first. Encouraging everybody to stay home if they're not feeling quite right. So wellness first, wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands are our 4 W's. And everybody's doing a pretty good job and navigating these challenges. We just every day, you're kind of on the edge of your seat, hoping you don't get that call that we have a positive case that could spread throughout our building. But we're doing the best we can to social distance, stay behind the plexiglass dividers, and so forth.
All right. Well, yeah, let's hope those trends continue here at both schools. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with Tim Winter and Kevin Logan when we return on News Radio KMAN.